Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In the Status Game, On Human Life and How to Play It. Acclaimed author Will Storr delves into the potent, often invisible force that shapes human behavior, the pursuit of status. Storr explores how this relentless quest influences not just individual actions, but also societal structures and cultural norms. The book synthesizes psychology, sociology, and anthropology, combined with engaging stories and current research, to illustrate how status-driven decisions impact our lives in ways big and small. Storr proposes that understanding the rules of the status game can lead to better outcomes in personal choices and community interactions alike, offering profound insights into human nature and social dynamics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the nature and importance of status. Status, as Will Storr argues, is not merely a superficial desire for social recognition or material wealth, but a fundamental human drive, crucial to our survival and reproductive success. He details how evolutionary psychology supports the idea that seeking status is embedded in our DNA, an ingrained mechanism driving us to compete and cooperate within society. This intrinsic motivation influences everything from career choices to social interactions, and understanding its roots provides insight into both personal behavior and broader societal issues. Storr effectively uses modern examples and historical context to elucidate how status has shaped societies across different epochs. Secondly, the dominance, virtue, and success games. Storr introduces three main types of status games: dominance, virtue, and success. Each game represents different strategies for achieving status. The dominance game relies on force and intimidation, a primordial approach seen in both human societies and the animal kingdom. The virtue game is about moral superiority, often found in religious and cultural groups where piety and altruism are valued. The success game involves achieving societal benchmarks of success, such as wealth or fame. Through compelling narratives, Storr discusses how individuals and groups navigate these games, often switching strategies as contexts change. Thirdly, the role of status in modern societies. Modern societies have complicated the status game, as Storr illustrates through discussions on social media, corporate culture, and politics. The digital age, with platforms like Instagram and Facebook, has amplified the visibility of the status game, making everyone a player, whether consciously or not. Storr suggests that many contemporary social issues, such as mental health crises and political polarization, can be traced back to the complexities introduced by these new arenas for status competition. He emphasizes the need for a nuanced understanding of these dynamics to mitigate their negative impacts. Fourthly, psychological effects of the status game. The psychological impact of the status game is profound, as Storr outlines. Low status and perceived failures in the status game can lead to stress, depression, and anxiety, impacting overall well-being. Conversely, high status brings benefits such as better health, confidence, and social support. Storr uses psychological research to discuss how self-esteem is intertwined with perceived status and explores therapeutic approaches that can help individuals cope with status anxiety. This section bridges individual psychology with broader social phenomena, providing a holistic view of how status affects mental health. Lastly, transformative potential of understanding the status game. One of the most powerful arguments Storr makes is for the transformative potential of recognizing and understanding the status games we play. He proposes that by becoming aware of how these games shape our perceptions and actions, individuals can make more informed choices that might lead to healthier, more fulfilling lives. Furthermore, societies that acknowledge the influence of status can strive to create more equitable systems. Storr provides examples of communities and organizations that have successfully reoriented their practices to focus more on collective well-being rather than individual status achievements. In conclusion, The Status Game, On Human Life and How to Play It, is essential reading for anyone interested in psychology, sociology, or simply understanding human behavior better. Will Storr's engaging narrative and comprehensive research make the complex topic of status accessible and relevant? The book is particularly beneficial for those seeking to understand the underlying motives behind social interactions and for professionals in leadership and management roles aiming to foster healthier organizational cultures. Ultimately, This book provides crucial insights that can help in navigating personal and professional life more effectively. If you would like to support Will's store, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.